this podcast is so good. I tell the story of how I went from doing $5,000 a month for almost 3.5 years to doing $50,000 a month my very next month. And it all started with a marketing funnel. And so I break down the process of how I got in that position. And then I also go dive deep and tactical of like what exactly that funnel consists of. And if you want a real tactical, like here's exactly how you build a funnel end to end, this is going to be an amazing podcast for you. So if you're ready, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. So my buddy Kyle reached out to me the other day asking me for marketing advice about his power washing business. And so he's a real estate investor and he has a power washing business that he started a couple years ago, and then he just restarted it up and he's starting to get a little bit of traction. He's like, hey, looking like I'm thinking about doing some Facebook ads and I'm starting to build a website. And I want to really like push this thing and actually make some money on this business. And he's like, hey, like, tell me, like, what should I do? And my first thought was like, oh my gosh, dude, like you have so much to learn. There's so much to know. I don't even know where to start with you. And so I actually made him a really cool deal that I will actually build his funnel for him. And I'm going to document it. So if that's something you're interested in watching, go to everythinggoesmyway.com and you'll be able to go on there and you'll be able to watch me build this funnel for him. And that's the only way I could justify it. It's like if I just did it for him or if I charged him, like I couldn't, like it's not my business to charge him. And it was just taking too much work to do it for free. I was like, well, if I document it, I shared it with other people, then it would become valuable. So that's why I did it. So if you want to see it, go to everythinggoesmyway.com and you can watch me build this funnel for him. But the reason why I was like, man, like initially I was overwhelmed with like, where do I even start, is because I started learning about this stuff back in 2016 and I ended up getting on Robert Kiyosaki's email list. I was getting down on Kiyosaki, learning all about his, you know, his predictions of like where the economy is going to go, the market's going to crash, all this stuff. And then one day I got an email from this guy named Russell Brunson. And he had this amazing offer talking about this thing called a funnel. And so 2016, I was like, I don't know what the heck a funnel was, but he's like, he basically said, it's like, you need this to sell things online. I was like, okay, cool. And so I went and watched this webinar. It was a free webinar. And it was like probably an hour and a half, 2 hour webinar. And he pitched me on this tool called ClickFunnels. And then also on the train that went behind it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is freaking amazing. I need this so bad. And I believe it was like $1,000 offer. And that was 2016. I didn't have any money back then. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to like make this work. And there was like a PayPal credit option. I remember this. It was the first time I ever used PayPal credit. And so what you could do is you could put that $1,000 on PayPal credit and it gave you 6 months of interest-free financing to pay it off. You know, so if you do the math on that, I don't know what that was. It was like, what, a little less than $200 a month. And I could make that payment. And so that was my first introduction to PayPal credit. I actually use PayPal credit now for like when I buy furniture for Airbnbs and stuff. But that was my first introduction to PayPal credit. And that's how I ended up buying this course. And so I learned ClickFunnels. I learned who Russell Brunson was and learned that he was super smart. Loved ClickFunnels. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna help me so much in my fitness business. And so I created my first couple funnels and I listened to all this stuff and I didn't really have any success. I put some Facebook ads out there. Didn't really know what I was doing. And, you know, I spent a couple $100 here and there, but I'd never really got it to hook up. I never got any traction. I was like, man, I still believed it worked. It didn't work for me. And so fast forward probably a year and a half later, and I was sitting there on my computer and I opted into this Facebook ad and this guy told me that he could fill my gym up in 30 days. And I was like, okay. And then he said he could do it for free. And I was like, interested. And so I clicked the ad, opted my information in, and started seeing testimonials. And one of the testimonials that I saw in there was of Russell Brunson. And he said that this guy is amazing and that he had never seen someone like him before. And I was like, oh, that was instant credibility. And I started doing a little bit of research on his Facebook and found out that he lifted weights as well. And I was obviously in the fitness industry and he had a squat video. I remember this. He had a squat video of him squatting like 455 for 3 reps. And he was wearing Dewin shoes and he was wearing knee sleeves and his squat was to depth. And I was like, sold. I trust this guy. Like Russell Brunson gave him a testimonial and he can squat. Okay, instantly had his trust, ended up getting on a phone call with him, and he told me that the cost of his program was $10,000, and my heart just sank. And I was like, oh my gosh. But before he told me the price of it, he told me how the system worked and he told me the process. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing. I know it'll work. I can, I was so close. Like all the things I had learned from Russell Brunson, all the things I had done over the last like year and a half, I was like, I was so close, but this guy had it all packaged in a nicely wrapped system that I could just follow exactly what he did and I could probably be really successful. And I was like, fuck it, let's go, right? That's what I told him on the phone call. And there I was committed. I ended up crying afterwards. And I got right to work though. And within 3 days, I'd set up the whole process. I built the landing page, I built the funnel, and was literally sitting down in front of strangers 3 days later. And if you haven't heard my story before, I made $50,000 in that very first month of working with, you might know this individual, his name is Alex Hormozi, which was a big drastic difference because I had just done $5,000 a month before. And for the previous 3.5 years, I had done about $5,000. So it was a big jump from going $5,000, $50,000. And really, what he gave me is he gave me a funnel that actually worked. It was specific for my exact business. And I started to realize that as close as I was still so far away. There were so many missing pieces that I didn't know that I needed. Right. And so something as simple as like how to actually do Facebook Ads Manager. Back then it was called the Power Editor and setting it up properly. They gave me examples of videos and pictures to use in my ads, and it gave me the copy, the headlines, the offer, Irresistible Offer. So if you haven't read his book, The Irresistible Offer by Alex Hormozi, like the offer was insane. It was so good. He also gave me a script to say when people actually opted in, how do I get them into my gym? Because we were doing in-person sales. Like, what do you say to get them from opting in to getting them to show up to your gym? And then once you schedule them, like there's actually automations and there's reminders so that you get those prospects to actually show up to their appointment. That's a whole nother challenge. And then when they actually sat in front of you, I got the sales script to say the words to get prospects to hand me over $500, a stranger. Went from a Facebook ad to giving me $500 for a 6-week challenge. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. Like, that's a lot of money. And so that funnel, that process completely transformed my business. And so what I want to share with you today is your marketing funnel strategy 101. Okay. So if you don't have your pen and paper with you, now's the time to go grab it. Here we go. Right. And if you like what you're hearing on this podcast, like please, like go share this with entrepreneurs, like try to be as tactical as I possibly can, try to give you as much as I possibly can to serve you. So again, like this podcast or follow it, review it, share it with entrepreneurs. Without further ado, let's dive into the marketing strategy 101 funnel. Okay, so the first thing you gotta do is you gotta decide on your media. So the media that you're going to do, for inbound marketing, you're going to use online marketing, things like Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. You can do offline things like direct mail. You can also use Google as well, right? So you got to understand where are you going to use. And also understand that the biggest thing you're going to need on each of those platforms is going to be an irresistible offer. Okay. Irresistible offer. So I recommended Alex's book. Another book that I've read probably 10 to 15 times is a book called The Irresistible Offer by Mark Joyner. It's a really short book. If you do it on Audible, I believe it's like an hour or an hour and a half. It's a great book. He just gives you the structure and the framework of how to create an irresistible offer. Okay. Now, when you're understanding your marketing strategy on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or Google, let's talk specifically about online marketing. Understand there's a difference between doing what's called interruption marketing versus search-based marketing. So interruption-based marketing are things like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and TikTok, right? And so what you're doing is like someone's on there scrolling, they're on the pot, they're in between appointments, and they're just scrolling, and all of a sudden you have to distract them, you have to catch their attention, you have to interrupt what they're doing. And so that type of ad is going to be different than if you're doing things like Google. And so Google, when someone's searching for something, you're going to have a different type of advertisement, have a different type of offer than you are for a distraction type marketing. So really important to understand. But it all starts with that irresistible offer, okay? So once you have an irresistible offer, you're like, oh my gosh, this offer is so good that a prospect just has to raise their hand. They have to give you their email. They have to say, you know what? I'm interested. Tell me more, okay? And how you're able to like get someone to do that is like, not only first off, do you have to have an irresistible offer, but then you have to have great copy to go with it, right? So again, depending on the platform you're on, is going to be dependent on like, is it long form? Is it short form? How much space do you have to actually write amazing copy? A great way to do this is actually to funnel hack other people in your industry, other businesses that are running online media. And specifically on Facebook, this is a really cool strategy that I use. Is if you go onto Facebook, if you go onto someone's Facebook page, like literally you can go onto my Facebook page and go to Bozeman Five Star Cleaning. And if you go on the about section on the Facebook page and you click page transparency, you can actually see all the ads that I'm running. You can do this for any business that's running ads on Facebook. So like, for instance, if you want to go see Gym Launch, the company that Alex and Layla founded, you can go to Gym Launch and you can go to about and you can go to pay transparency. You can see all the ads that they're running. And see this for your competitors. You can see it for yourself. All that stuff. So that's a really cool strategy to actually funnel hack. And what does funnel hack mean? It means to look at the copy, look at the pictures, like what are they doing, and be able to model it and say, you know what, if that's working for them, it might be working for me. And the key is to see like how long they've been running it for. Is it something that they just put on last week? Well, it's probably not proven, but if you see an ad on there that's been that they've been running for 6 months, for a year, for 2 years, like there's a really good chance that thing is working, or they're just not paying attention. But the likelihood that they're paying attention to is very high. And so then you got to figure out, are you going to do videos? Are you going to do photos? And again, understand distraction versus search base. So you want to find videos. It might not have anything to do with your actual product, but the whole goal is for that pity is that the video or that photo is just to stop somebody, to interrupt them. And they're like, oh, that's a weird picture. And then they go and they read the offer. Oh, I'm interested in that. And then they read the copy. And they're like, oh, and then they click on the link. Like that's actually how people respond to distraction type marketing. So just understanding that process will help you create an ad that actually converts. Okay. Then once somebody actually says, hey, I'm interested, where do they go to? So Facebook, if you market specifically on Facebook, they have what's called lead ads. I've ran lead ads before. They're garbage, right? It's not recommended. I don't recommend it. And so what I recommend is a full-on landing page. And so I use a ClickFunnels because I learned from Russell Brunson. And so when you have a landing page, your goal is, again, to find something that's already tested. So if you can use a landing page that somebody, like one of your competitors are using, like go hack them, go see how they're doing their funnels, go through the process, you want to model it because most likely they have something figured out that you don't. If you actually go on ClickFunnels as well, you can actually go to a funnel marketplace and you can search your industry to see if there's a specific type of funnel. You actually can go buy a funnel or you can just hire somebody, right? But ultimately, you need a funnel. You need someone to, when they decide to click on your ad, they need to go to a page. It looks like a website, but it's one call to action. So the difference between a website and a funnel is that a website has all these different things. It says about me. It has your info. It has maybe four or five different tabs and people get lost. They get distracted. That's why websites don't actually work because people, they don't know where to go. Where a funnel is, it's one thing. It's put your information in, hit the submit button, and I'll give you the information. That's it. It's really simple, to the point. Okay. And there's really cool, you can analyze all the data that hits the page. And so you see conversion rates. And so ClickFunnels is what I use for a landing page. And then once they actually submit their info, the next thing they do, here's the really cool part. Here's what separates most businesses that are successful versus ones that are not, is that, okay, now you have a good ad, you have someone who opted in, but then what, right? What is your mechanism to actually convert that into a sale? And so most people, they try to do as little human touch as possible. I think that if you're a local business or you're a small business or you're just getting started, you want to try to get as much human touch as possible. Like that's the value you have, is that you can actually go and you can call someone, you can actually text them, and people are like, oh, they trust you more because you're a real person, especially because online, the online world, it has a, by its nature, there's less trust online. And so if you can start to bridge that gap by, when you pull someone offline, by calling them and texting them, all of a sudden you earn more trust right away. And so here is our process that works so freaking well, is that once somebody opts in, we all of a sudden have these automations that get triggered, right? And so that lead, they automatically get put into our CRM, into our Google Sheets, into our email autoresponder, but also into our phone CRM. And we send them an automatic text that says, hey, thank you for opting in for this thing. Let me ask you this. Are you looking for thing A, B, or C? And then all of a sudden it prompts them to respond to a question, right? And that's all automated. And then they respond to a question. And then from there, we take it over and it's taken over by a human, by an individual, to actually get them scheduled for a phone call or for an in-person sales appointment. Like whatever your sales mechanism is, again, phone is great or in-person, either way works. But at that point, you're going to schedule them for a sales meeting. Okay. And so what you're going to do is you're going to put them on your calendar. Okay. So another little thing you need is you need a calendar. And I don't mean Google Calendar. You need an actual real calendar that allows for you to do automations and allows for you to send reminders. And so you need that calendar widget. And then again, you actually send reminders, not just to the widget, but you go back to your phone CRM and you can put automations in there and saying, hey, just want to remind you that you have that we have an appointment scheduled for tomorrow at 2:30 PM. Please type C to confirm, right? And this actually gets them to show a micro commitment to say, yeah, I'm still interested, right? And if they don't respond, you can reach out to them and say, hey, like, I see that you haven't confirmed, trying to make sure we're still on. Like, oh yeah, sorry. Or like, no, I'm no longer interested, right? And at that point, you have the opportunity to say, oh, well, why aren't you interested, right? To open that conversation back up. But the reminders are so important because the show rates, like some people think like that once they have the lead that opts in, then they should just give them money. It doesn't work that way. You have to continue to nurture this process called lead nurture all the way through until you actually get them on a phone call or you get them in person. Okay. Now, once you actually get them in person, then what do you say? Then you need a sales script. You need a high converting sales script that has the magic words, right? That makes the prospect be like, oh my gosh, yes, please give me your product. Give me your service. Okay. And then literally what you need to do is you need to actually perform on that promise, right? So you need to have a really good offer. You need to have a really good fulfillment system. And then you do such a great job, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, we did that thing one time. What do you think about doing letting us do it again or sending them to a higher level program? And that's how you not just make a sale, but you create a customer. And customers are more valuable than sales because customers, they continue to buy over and over again. Sales happen one time. You had to go through that whole process over again and do it with more and more customers. And you're going to continue that with more and more customers, but you want to build equity. And your equity is customers, right? So you need to do a great job. And so that is literally the process of building a marketing funnel. And so I know it's a lot. It's very tactical. So hopefully you took notes. If you didn't, go back, listen to it again, take some notes. And if you actually want to watch me do this with someone else's business, go to everythinggoesmyway.com and you can literally watch me take someone's business who I actually don't have any personal experience in, but because I know all of these, I know the strategy. I take his business and I make him money in the very first week. So again, go to everythinggoesmyway.com and you can literally watch me do that. And again, if you like this podcast, please rate it, share it with a friend. And without further ado, my name is Logan Manzanares and I am out. Bye.